You're listening to today's inspirational message on the Proverbs with Kurt Bjorklund.
Proverbs 20, verse 22 and 23 says this: "Do not say, 'I will repay evil.' Wait for the Lord, and he will deliver you. Unequal weights are an abomination to the Lord." Being human, in many ways, is like a ticket to being mistreated. Sooner or later, someone will cheat us, slander us, abuse us, assume the worst about us, or hurt us. And how we respond to this moment of mistreatment says a lot about our faith in God. Harry Ironside said this: "No lesson is harder for some of us to learn than that of confiding all of our affairs in the hands of the Lord, especially when we feel we've been wronged or ill-treated." Whenever we're mistreated, there's a strong desire to see that wrong righted. So when we're wronged, according to Proverbs 20, there are three things that we can do. First is to not take the matter up directly. This is the most obvious meaning of verse 22. To repay is to play the judge and jury, assigning guilt and determining the penalty. Repaying evil is repaying in kind. It's determining that if someone could do something evil to you, that you should make sure that they pay. It leaves no room for grace. It leaves no room for God's intervening hand. It could be said that if you repay, it's as all the consequences that that person will ever face, they are now experiencing. So first, don't take up the matter directly. The second thing that we're encouraged to do or told to do here is to not take up the matter indirectly. This is the significance of the placement of verse 23 about the unequal weights, because it shows that people may try to repay an evil by cheating the person without even their knowledge of what's going on. And this is a way that is sometimes even subconscious. If we feel that someone owes us, we may find a way to make them pay, even if it isn't directly related to the original offense. So taking up a matter directly or overtly is to make someone pay. Taking it up indirectly is trying to have them pay covertly. And instead, what we're really called to do is the third thing, is to trust God to work it out in his timing. This is what it means to wait for the Lord to deliver us. This is trusting on God to right the wrong. What we want to do, according to one writer, is to let the discipline of God and look to this to right wrongs, no matter how long we must wait for this divine intervention. When Jesus uttered his words of forgiveness on the cross, Luke 23:34, he demonstrated what it is to trust God when wronged, because he said, "Father, forgive them." And what he's doing by saying "Father" is he's saying, "God, I trust that you are good and have my good in view." Choosing forgiveness is rooted in seeing God as a loving father and seeing God as just, and in believing that most people who hurt us are acting more out of ignorance than out of malice, and that there's often more happening than we realize in the moment. Looking to Jesus and his sacrifice gives us the power to wait and trust. This is the teaching of Matthew 18, verses 21 through 35. It's known as the parable of the unmerciful servant. And the unmerciful servant was the one who was forgiven this huge debt, but then was too irritated when somebody else didn't repay his debt to forgive the debt. And so we need to forgive the debt of others. So today, we're going to choose to not repay when we're hurt or wrong, but instead entrust ourselves to our Father, God.
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend. Have a great day.